When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Testaverde will take the snap, go to one knee. This game is over. The Jets lock up their first playoff appearance since 1991 on a 21-16 victory over the Miami Dolphins.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
New York City!
Call The Fan, 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson, your nighttime host, talking sports. Getting ready for the next installment of the Subway Series, Yankees at Mets, tomorrow and Wednesday. In here watching the Stanley Cup Final, Game 7. And trying to finish my open a little bit now. Don't get me wrong. Yankees Twitter, you guys are hilarious. Like, people are like, you know, somebody added me earlier, like, is WFAN hating on Juan Soto? Are Yankee fans turning on Juan Soto? I don't know, like, where some of you guys come up with this stuff, but, like, we root for the pinstripes. Everybody in the road grays. But at the same time, they all get critiqued. They all get talked about. And the standard is high for all of them. And I get it that some of you just want Juan Soto to love it here so much that you can't say a bad word about the guy. He's not above reproach. He can be better in right field. He's batting 136 in his last seven games. And I don't care who you are and what you think. When I was watching the game yesterday, a crucial rubber match where the Yankees were only able to score one run, Juan Soto, a guy that we're looking to drive the ball, a guy that we're looking to, you know, have some power, who has had multiple two-homer games, who has won some games for the Yankees. Like, I'm looking for a little bit better. The pitcher moves his leg. You throw your arm up. You turn your back. That's strike three, buddy. And don't expect grace. You can't expect grace from umpires when you show up every umpire. You show up every pitcher, catcher. And you know what? It made me think of something. I'm like, when I was on Off Base on MLB Network in 2022, they had everybody stand up and do the Soto shuffle. And I declined. Because as a baseball fan, not necessarily rooting for Juan Soto and watching him do the shuffle, I felt like it was just like, it was too much. I'm like, every ball, this guy's got to step towards the pitcher, grab his jock, bang his hip. Every strike that he thinks is a ball, he's got to turn his head and look back at the umpire and challenge the umpire. Okay. I'm like, I don't think the Soto shuffle is that cool. Now then, obviously, once he started doing it for my team, I'm like, okay, now I understand it differently. It's got some swag to it. He's got some energy in the box. And then Harold Reynolds, shout out to Harold Reynolds, who was at Yankee Stadium Saturday. Harold Reynolds had the interview with Juan Soto on MLB Network where he said so much as, when I'm in that box, I'm owning the box. That's my box. That's my space for the pitcher, the catcher, the umpire. Okay, know that, but also know that, like, they have a right to do things too. The pitcher has a right to start his motion and throw the ball. There's a pitch clock, and that umpire does not have to grant you that timeout with 1 second left on the pitch clock. It just looked weak to me as the Yankees were about to lose 6 out of 8, lose another series. Man, stay in the box and swing the bat. That was a pitch you could have hit. And if you want to call time, don't wait until the last second. It's just like, I don't want to say Bush League, but it's just like you're not getting that off. You're not getting that off. Maybe Anthony Volpe gets that grace. Maybe Aaron Judge even, but not you. You're the $600 million man. And everybody's going to slump. Yes, everybody is going to slump. Baseball is a hard sport to play. I'm not expecting the guy to hit two homers every game, but he's in a little bit of a slump. And he's fumbled the ball around in right field. He's left, you know, that Gunnar Henderson, when that ball went over his head in the ass whooping that the Yankees took 17-5, like, that's how the game started. That's how you set the tone. 6-7 Aaron Judge isn't letting that ball go over his head. Got to be locked in. As much as Yankee fans want to talk about Gleyber Torres not being locked in, what about Juan Soto not being ready to defend right there? He's not above it, folks. Not because you want to keep him, not because you love him, not because the offense is different with him, not because him hitting in front of Aaron Judge. Now Aaron Judge has more RBI and is, you know, on pace to win the MVP again, putting up better numbers than he did in 2022. You can critique the guy. guys boo Giancarlo Stanton with ease. People right now are dragging Giancarlo Stanton for getting hurt. It's unfortunate. It sucks. Again, Brian Cashman was correct. Injuries are part of his game. He gets hurt. He literally can't run. I swear, I was on the air Saturday, and we were talking about Stan, and I said he does not run. He can't run. They don't want him to run because he is one step away from a calf strain, one step away from a hamstring strain. And he was not busting it around third. Wasn't like he was hauling ass home. It was just a trot, a jog, and he came up lame. I don't know if the guy doesn't stretch correctly or what it is, but now he's out for weeks. We need Juan Soto to be Juan Soto on the stage that he's about to step into in Queens, where both fan bases are looking at him like, we want him next year. 888-808-1019. Let me get it together here. I know how to say the number. It's not new anymore. But there's so much that I want to say, and the calls are rolling in. Don't get it confused. I think Juan Soto is a great player, generational. I stopped saying give him the blank check, though, because now I've got to watch him every day. Now I've got to see him every single day. He's great. He's one of the best. But I mean, to say a guy is worth $600 million, and for the Yankee fans that can critique Aaron Judge, say things about Aaron Judge being washed, Aaron Judge's contract, Aaron Judge being a slump, like, you can't say the same thing about Juan Soto? Juan Soto's been here a couple months. Judge is our own, homegrown. 888-808-1019. Let's take calls, man. Greg is in Manasquan, New Jersey, home of the Warriors on the Fan. What's up, Greg?
That's what I'm talking about. What's going on, Keith? Hey, man, you do a great job, and I just called to say thank you for your opening monologue. You're one of the only people I've ever heard say what you say. That takes gumption, dude, to come out and call it out about Stephen Smith saying, you know, the only thing I know about the puck
it's
is
lazy.
Black. I don't want to turn.
It's such a lazy thing. And actually, my guy Dwayne sent me a call today. Maybe we can play it. I had no idea. There was a caller that called Joe Beningo once upon a time, and he had the joke where he said, only thing I know about hockey is the puck is black. But he furthered it. He said, only thing I know about hockey is the puck is black, and they smack it around, so I don't like that. Stephen A. Smith doesn't even complete the joke. He's been for 10 years dodging the conversation around the NHL and hockey by just saying, all I know is that the puck is black. No, you're a high-paid sports analyst,
exactly.
Journalist on the worldwide leader. Do better.
He turned down $18 million, if I'm not mistaken. He wants $25 million. And you know what? He's pretty damn good. He's funny, and I've heard him, and I'm not going the racist route. I'm just saying. For you to come out and say that, you know, that'd be like me saying, oh, I don't watch basketball because whatever.
Exactly.
I don't like soccer.
No, we can't do that. I can't do that. As a young black man on the Fan, I couldn't come in here and just be like, I'm not watching the Rangers tonight.
The first thing you did was like, I got to pick a hockey team because I really don't know too much about it. And I got to learn it. And you did.
And I've been to a bunch of hockey games, and now I actually, like, I'm watching this game tonight. I know what's going on. I know the players on
this
the Panthers.
This is a killer game, dude.
Yeah.
My second point, Soto, you hit another nail. You hit. He ain't $600 million, man. You know, he's priceless to the Yankees, and losing him would hurt, but he's not $600 million. I mean, he's not Aaron Judge. He's not Reggie Jackson. He's not any of these guys who, like, you know, are just powerhouses, you know?
Yeah.
He's great.
He's going to get that high-paying contract, but I'm like, I don't know if this is a $600 million man, and that's okay. It's just a little bit of a slump.
Two of the Yankees.
I kind of blame the Yankees for it. He had the little bit of inflammation in his arm. They took him out of that Dodger series since.
Yeah. And his head's getting big, too. Sitting at home plate thinking that he can get cute.
You can't.
You know? You can't.
Respect the game.
You can't get cute.
Respect the game.
Respect the game. All right, Keith, later, man.
Thanks for the call, Greg. 888-808-1019. Like, I want Juan Soto to be a Yankee for the rest of his career, too. I've spoken about it. I don't think there's anywhere else that man wants to play. I know it's going to cost a lot of money to keep him, but I'm like, this is a $600 million man. Like, he's got to be better in the field. You can be critical of his fielding. You're critical of Gleyber Torres' fielding. You've been critical of all these random left fielders that the Yankees have thrown out there in the past. Like, anybody else that's fumbling the ball around like he's been or letting the ball go over his head, if it was Judge, there'd be calls about it. And, I mean, with Judge hitting 188 this beginning of this season, myself included, we were all critical of him. We all were questioning him. We didn't know what was going on. For me, I thought the guy was hurt because I went down to spring training, and I remember him getting pulled from the game. And when I was down there, he wasn't playing. So for a month later, I wasn't saying Judge is neutralized. I remember making the joke. I'm like, did the Monstar zap him? That's not the guy that I've seen. I've watched him live a bunch. He's getting rang up. They're throwing pitches in the zone. His timing was off. He wasn't hurt. And he came out and had the best month of his career. Great. Juan Soto, snap out of it, buddy. We believe in you. We've seen it. We know who you are. You're a World Series champion, all-star. I was in L.A. when you showed up and won the home run derby, flying yourself out there after the Nationals didn't want to fly you out there because you turned down their $440 million. We know you're a $500 million player plus, especially with your age and what it's going to project to and what Scott Boras is going to ask for. But this is New York. It's the New York Yankees. They booed Derek Jeter, right? I just think it's crazy. Yankee fans are in Yankee Stadium chanting, "We want Soto. We want Soto." In the Dodgers series, when Trent Grisham is batting, I wasn't there that night. I was ashamed. I'm like, I don't know who taught them how to watch the Yankees, how to be a fan. We root for the pinstripes. Anybody that can help us. Juan Soto wasn't in the game. He couldn't help us. What does Trent Grisham do? Hit a homer? What'd he do Saturday night? Hit a homer? He's got more homers in these last 2 weeks than Juan Soto. Lou is in Astoria. Lou, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. How are you?
Fantastic. How are you?
Yeah, listen, the family's great. Your mom was listening to you, and she should be very proud. I wish you would have got in because I would have told her, like, listen, your son is going to be better than Soto. I'm telling you right now.
Soto is a $600 million man, you know Hall of Famer, all-timer.
Yeah, you know.
I just talk.
Well, listen. Today you was praised by the WFA. Evans would give you a lot of credit. I mean, you was listening. So, you know, whatever. I mean,
I didn't hear that. And I might have been taking care of my son, which now my son is to the point where, like, I can't do anything else. No TV, no radio. He eats everything off the floor. He destroys everything. It's like when you're watching him, you can only watch him. So shout out to Evan for any praise that he gave me. I didn't catch that.
Hey, listen, get used to it. That's a lot of fun. Grows up, and you're going to be probably his coach and teach him how to play the game, you know?
Yeah, I can't wait. He's walking, he's talking, and he gets into everything now. Like, you can – every time
you'll be surprised at how fast they grow.
No, I am.
Let me tell you something. Enjoy it right now. It's a pain in the ass. But you know what? You're going to be proud of him. Listen to – now, you know, Giancarlo Stanton. Everybody calling up, and they were putting him down, and you came over and said, stop. Right now, the guy is doing good. Leave him alone. Let him play. But what bothers me is that, he's not even running. He's jogging. I was thinking about you. I said, Keith must be going crazy now after you're defending so hard.
Or I was there.
Jesus Christ.
I just never seen anything like it. This is a guy who is an Adonis. This is a guy who was a multi-sport athlete in high school, a $300 million. Like, he can't sprint. He can't run without. I don't know, man. I don't know, man. And it's not, obviously, something he can control. But, like, there's no way to fix it. It's baseball. You're going to have to run the bases. You mean to tell me we got to pinch run for him every time, take him out of the game? No.
That's crazy. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I had enough with him. I really gave him a break after I was listening to you. You say, let it be. Let's see what he can do this year.
Because he was having a good year.
You know,
resting, well, it's so unfortunate, especially the timing. This is the gauntlet. June, I have feared this month because of the schedule, and I knew the going was going to get tough. And now it's like, man, what else?
Yeah. Listen. This is what I had the problem that I was told, and I told you this a long time ago. I mean, he's a one-dimensional player. He's not, I guess, Ricky Henderson. I don't know if you remember Ricky Henderson. You might be too young. But if this guy walked all the time, it was a triple. He was on third base. With today's rules, he might just go all the way around and score. I mean, I don't understand why everybody's saying that you got to give me a blank check, okay? For a one-dimensional player, he's finally showing what is good. Going back to his baseball card, the back of his baseball card. And he has the greatest player He was smart. He picked the Yankees because with Judge, he knows they're going to have to pitch to him, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand. I mean, it's ridiculous. I'm crazy going crazy because Jason Dominguez in the minor leagues right now.
Add that to the gauntlet. Jason Dominguez is out, and we can't even bring him up.
No, I understand that, but listen, he should have been up here a long time ago. Maybe he would never got hurt.
He was trying so hard
to prove otherwise that he got hurt. You never know. You got this guy Verdugo with the dog. Oh, my God. Now he's in the slump, too, all of a sudden.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm in shock. I mean, let me listen to you because that way I can comprehend.
Yeah, I'll talk about it.
You take care, my brother.
Thanks for the call, Lou. I mean, with the Dominguez stuff, how much did we say these things work themselves out? There's no use in predicting or guessing or saying what needs to happen. Giancarlo Stanton gets hurt after he gets hurt, and it's just like, come on. Because if Giancarlo Stanton got hurt before he got hurt, he would have been up here, and it is what it is. What I hope, against all hope week just passed, I hope that they're going through this adversity right now. They're going through these slumps right now. Verdugo has been neutralized at the plate since he went back to Boston and had the greatest homecoming we've ever seen. I hope that they're going through this right now. They're getting their chin checked a little bit. They're getting humbled right now. And it's all part of the journey. It's all part of the championship DVD. This is a chapter where, you know, this is a John Sterling will narrate the falling action. And then there will be a rise. Maybe the rise starts in Citi Field tomorrow. With all of New York watching. Maybe the Yankees rise up with Gerrit Cole and Luis Gil and they take the next two. And then they finish out this month a little better than they started. 888-808-1019. When it rains, it pours. And we're looking at this team as the best team in baseball. We're looking at this team as a juggernaut. We're looking at this team like they can't be stopped. I think it's good that we're looking at this team now like, wait, they got a lot of holes. Injuries have revealed a lot. The narrative of the Yankees can't beat good teams, that narrative bothered me in May. I can't go against it now. What do I say against that when you look at the teams that they faced in this month? I can't say that's not true. Good teams have come into our ballpark and taken the series from us. It's like New York's been soft ever since the Dodgers came through and crushed the building. You feel me with that? If you understand that reference, like I was in there to see what the Dodgers fans and what the Dodgers did to us. And ever since, it's like, wait, that was a huge reality check. Do I still think that the Yankees have what it takes to come out of the American League and get to the World Series, potentially win it? Sure. But Brian Cashman, when I saw you last, what did I say? If this is the year, if this is the team, go all in. Stack the deck. Obviously can't sit on your hands like last year and obviously can't take secondary moves or settle for less like we did in 2022. The window is closing. Stan will be back. But I heard C-Mac reference this, or maybe I read C-Mac references, and you know it to be true. How long is it going to take for Giancarlo Stanton to come back and get his swing back and be what he's been this year? That's the most frustrating part. Not that he's hurt again, because that is predictable. At some point, something was going to happen, right? It's happened every year. You can count on it. And it's not something he wants. Injuries happen. Aaron Rodgers goes down four plays in. Sorry to bring that up, but it is what it is. But how long till Stanton comes back and is hitting the way he was hitting? He's been clutch. He's hitting homers, and now he's got to sit down for a few weeks. Verdugo's got to get going. Soto's got to figure it out again. I mean, Judge thinks he's flying out to right. It's a homer. Judge is still Judge. Thank God. You know? Because, like, that guy can carry. Soto. We need Soto to carry a bit here. We're relying on Ben Rice. Now we're about to see J.D. Davis. LGYM. Let's go Yankee Mets. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Halfway through my 5-hour KM to AM. I just got on. I'm not even on for an hour yet. Call the show. We'll continue to take your calls right after this.
We know what we think. What do you think? Call the Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS. Live on Paramount Plus.
Oh, yeah. You know they play this over there in North. Prudential Center. Let's go Devils, man. I can't wait. I cannot wait for, like, when we go into the next hockey season, now I'm like, I'm in there. I mean, I'm already in there, but, like, now I know a ton of players. I'm very familiar with going to Devils games. I think the Devils are going to be back. The Devils are going to be better. And obviously this year I leaned into the Rangers because the Devils were eliminated, and I understood what the Rangers, like, meant to so many people with the 30 years since 1994 and the magical run. And I've talked about it. You know, there's some Devils fans mad at me, and I get it. You guys can't separate, like, fandom from professionalism or the fact that I'm a young host, and I don't think that my fandom at this point should dominate the show or story, especially when the story is New York City, the Rangers, you know, a night that Chris Kreider has a natural hat trick. Am I supposed to come in here and talk about, boo, I hate the Rags? I'm like, nah. I'm supposed to be a good radio host. I'm supposed to entertain. I'm supposed to take your calls. We're supposed to live in the moment. We're supposed to enjoy that. And I know so many of you did. 888-808-1019. It's still 1-1 Edmonton versus Florida, as the Panthers are trying to not be one of those teams to blow a 3-0 lead. I know what that feels like. Let's get back to the Yankees conversations around Juan Soto, Giancarlo Stanton, and Alex Verdugo, Gerrit Cole, Luis Gil, all of it, whatever you guys want to talk about. What's your Yankee concern right now? I'm not actually concerned. To be completely honest with you, I feel great about this stage being set the way that it is. If the Mets were struggling like they were, I keep going back to being swept by the Dodgers. If the Mets continued to struggle and didn't have the grimace win streak, you know, didn't get Edwin Diaz back, didn't get Francisco Alvarez back, didn't put Lindor at the lead, if they just continued to go through the motions and struggle and the Yankees were struggling and met them, it would really have no juice. But I think that this series has a little bit of juice, a little bit of juice. It might not mean anything to you, and in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't mean anything to me. It's two games in June that really we don't know what the impact will be, American League versus National League. But what I'm saying is the collision course is right there. The stage is set right there, because if the Mets win both of these games, it's look at the Mets. The Mets are good. The Mets are back. We own the city. We beat the Yankees. We put the Yankees in our place. Now, if the Yankees just remember that they're the New York Yankees and have Gerrit Cole and Luis Gil on the mound, and they go and hit and they take advantage of this taxed Mets bullpen and they win both games, it's okay, the Yankees get right. This was the two games they needed in New York with the energy to right the ship. You know what I'm saying?
You're right. It's definitely a little bit more juice than it was, like, maybe even 2 or 3 weeks ago, right?
The ticket sales will tell you that. Yeah. Look at the ticket prices.
And again, it's common sense, right? And it's the Mets and Yankees have kind of flipped positions from like 3 weeks ago, which is incredible to say.
You gotta love baseball. Nobody can predict where we're gonna be day to day, week to week.
Right. No, it's an incredible turnaround from the Mets and the Yankees finally facing some adversity. And whether it's just injuries, whether it's, you know, Juan Soto, maybe, you know,
Juan Soto slumping and,
well, Soto slumping and thinking Verdugo he's right slumping about every single strike call, right, which is a little bit tiresome. And I love Juan Soto. I would take Juan Soto on the Mets any day of the week, but it's a little
bit
tiresome.
You're not talking out of school saying that. Whether you're a Mets fan or a Yankee fan, I agree with you on that.
But it's a little tiresome him thinking that he's essentially like a god in the box. It's a little weird.
And then there's Yankee fans. Juan Soto knows the strike zone better than anyone. Who are you to say that? He can't ever be wrong?
Apparently not, because he stepped out of the box and the ump didn't give it
to
him.
That was a pitch he could have hit.
And Aaron Boone
turned his back.
And Aaron Boone said, wait a minute, like Juan probably should have waited until he got granted the timeout.
Respect the game. That's what you're supposed to do. I don't know everything about baseball, but I've watched enough baseball games to know they put their hand up and they wait for the umpire to call time and wave it off. If you don't get that, be ready to swing. Don't turn your back and then be mad at the umpire. It looks weak when that is how your at-bat ends, to ring you up to end the inning, and now the Yankees are down to their last three outs. Alex is in Belleville, New Jersey. Alex, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, how you doing?
Good, good. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Keith, I spoke to you about a week ago, and you know, can we agree to disagree?
I don't know what you're going to say, but sure, let's agree before we get there.
No, because you, every time I try to make my point, you dunk on me. Boop, or it's over. Like, it's like one-sided conversation. I don't get my whole point across, so you miss.
So go on, go on. You got it.
So you take. All right. Case in point. First of all, I just want to make 3 points really quick. Right. Soto to me, very good player, decent hitter. You know, I give him that. He's only hit 300 one time in his career. He won a batting title with 50 games. I think they cut the season in half or whatever they did. I think during COVID.
Yeah, 60-game season in 2020.
Right. He's never won a batting title ever. He's only hit for, like, I think 100 runs or pushed out RBIs like over 100 twice. Never been an MVP. So I don't know who do you compare him to, right? And again, a walk is as good as a hit, but if you don't produce as far as getting him in, what's the point? I mean, I know Judge benefits greatly, and he's a fit for the Yankees, let's say, right? Because the Yankees are a different team this year with Soto and the team. But would you consider Soto a person that can carry a team if he didn't have someone behind him pushing runs? Because if you hand it over to Judge scores a minute, gets the RBI, that's great. But if, can you put Soto in any team in the major leagues, national or American, and he's your number one player?
No. He won the World Series with a cast of talented players around him. And earlier this year, I would say, I think some of us thought that. When Judge was slumping, Soto, I mean, just the first series with the Astros, we're like, oh, man, look, blank yes. check. This guy's worth all the money. But that was early.
Yes.
Baseball, early on, I don't know how yes. much you can really read into it. But do I think that this guy can carry a team like we've seen Judge carry a team? I'm not sure. I can't say yes or no. I think, you know, going back to that San Francisco Giants game, the last game of that series, Juan Soto took that game. And that wasn't that long ago.
Absolutely. But can you compare him to Ohtani?
No. Hell no. If right. we're talking about even this year of Ohtani, no.
Yes. Listen, so that's what I'm saying. Ohtani plays the field, and he also pitches, right? The Dodgers got crazy. I don't know what they were smoking, so they wanted to give us $100 million, which I think Ohtani's worth is what Soto's asking, 55.
Yeah, but with the deferred money, it's like, I don't know. The way they finessed and finagled that contract, I understood them paying him as a starter and a DH, and his value is the money that he generates internationally. This is an international superstar. Now, Juan Soto is bigger than the United States, obviously, with the DR, but no, I can't compare him to Ohtani. And no, he shouldn't get right. $700 million. He shouldn't get $600
million. Right, so that's what I'm saying. So everyone is giving him that number, like 55. Like, it's okay. It's not okay. He's not worth $55 million.
And we don't know that. We don't know that. I also look at Scott Boras. Like, Scott Boras had a weak-ass offseason. He's not this Bond villain anymore that we all used to be afraid of. Oh, but here comes Scott Boras. He's going to get a 9-year, 10-year deal. Like, they can call his bluff, and the Yankees have the leverage because I know Soto wants to be a Yankee. Thanks for the call, Alex. I don't know if you got all 3 of your points across, but, like, I give you guys time to talk. I'm not trying to dunk on you. I'm trying to have a conversation. I don't have a host. So you call. We have a conversation about whatever you want to talk about. I'm definitely not the one to dunk on you. But if you're incorrect, you're incorrect. And if I disagree, I disagree. We don't have to agree to disagree. Like, I agree with everything you said, for the most part. Like, he's not an MVP yet. Maybe he can win it this year. I don't know. I wouldn't compare him to Ohtani, no. Ohtani's impact? Has Ohtani carried the Angels to anything? Now Ohtani's with the Dodgers. Let's see what he does. Listen, it's baseball. You need the whole team. And I think that Juan Soto is a huge factor for this Yankees team because they've needed a left-handed power bat. They've needed a presence like that. Juan Soto's impact is further than what we see. Like, his impact on the clubhouse, his impact on guys' approach, their batting practices, all that. Like, I understand his value. But when Scott Boras calls him this centurion that whoever signs him is going to make billions off of, the Yankees make billions anyway. And when I look at the Yankees, the Yankees have a backup plan. They have multiple backup plans. If the Yankees have a hard line, which I expect them to, similar to how they didn't want to go over $300 million for Yoshinobu Yamamoto. They weren't going to pay him more than Cole. And I think that they did everything they could to try and court him and get him. And they, you know, Cashman went out to see him. They saved the number 18 jersey for him. all that, but they had a line that they were going to pay for a guy that never threw a pitch in Major League Baseball. They're going to have a line for Soto, too, because they understand we're the Yankees. Where do you want to go? You want to go across town? Go across town. We'll put Judge right back in right. We'll have Jason Dominguez in center field. Spencer Jones is right around the corner from coming up and being baby Judge. And if they want to bring back Alex Verdugo, I think Alex Verdugo would be very inclined to come back to the New York Yankees. I think somebody's going to throw a bag at Verdugo. And we can talk about Verdugo, too, man. His defense has been tops in baseball and left field. And when you talk about the intangibles and what he has brought to the team, they love this guy in that clubhouse, his swag, his energy, his moxie, his mojo, all of that aura, as the kids say. He's got all of that, too. But these guys got to produce right now. Stanton is hurt. Stanton is down. Rizzo is hurt. Rizzo is down. We got a rookie in Ben Rice who's putting together hits. DJ LeMahieu had a couple hits in the game a few days back, but it's like it's not good enough. Since DJ has returned, he's a 188 hitter. No extra base hits. Talk about Stanton can't run. He can't run either. Gleyber Torres, where you at, bro? Where's the 270 average? Where's the homers? And I don't even want to talk about Gleyber Torres' fielding. It's not good enough. You know, we'll see what happens here with J.D. Davis. I expect them to keep the athleticism of Oswaldo Cabrera in there for the base running, for the flair, the spark, the home runs here and there at third base. And then first base is going to be a combination, I believe, of J.D. Martinez and D.J. LeMahieu will play some first and some third. But it's like with D.J., man, it's unfortunate too because he's got more years on this contract. And when you think about what you had in that guy, a batting champ, a guy that was getting MVP votes, a guy that was smacking the ball, that was automatic with runners in scoring position, the machine. It's not there anymore. It's just not there anymore. 888-808-1019. So again, the Yankees going into the season, banking on guys like Rizzo, banking on guys like DJ, banking on guys like Gleyber Torres, banking on guys like Giancarlo Stanton to stay healthy. Here we are in June, and it's already come back to bite them, like four or five bites. Mike is in Huntington, New York. Mike, you're on the Fan.
Keith, man, I was laughing before when you said that you're in the phase where you can't leave your kid because he's going to destroy something. I have twins, and I remember those days where it was like you had to choose whether to save the house or use the bathroom. And
he's got to come to the bathroom with me. He's not Rockabye Baby anymore. I can't just put him in the And like as soon as you look away, this guy he's reaching his hand under the couch to eat a crumb or some lint or something. Yeah. What's in your mouth?
Well, hey, the good news is that Cheerios never go bad, so no matter where they've been hanging out, you know, just a couple of things. I'm excited for the Subway Series, looking forward to this, and I think it's probably more because the Mets have been playing decent baseball as of late. Look, the Yankees slide, every team slides at some time of the year, and they're still the best team in baseball, right? And you know, the Mets are, 3 weeks ago, this series was just, all right, let's just get it over with, please. And now,
still there?
You know, the other thing I was going to ask, and, I'm a Mets fan, not a Yankee fan, and I just wonder, there's a lot of talk about the price tag on Soto, and it's my belief that the real good players are the ones who obviously perform but also bring out the best in the people around them. And the fact that Judge is on an absolute tear with this guy in the lineup too, I feel like it's all connected, and I feel like it's part of his value. And
yeah.
And for that, I see him being able to sign somewhere because, you know, can he carry his own team? No idea. But somebody's going to give him the money. And if the Yankees let him walk, then, you know, I heard what you said before, but it's not like having Soto there. But,
and I expect anyway, the Yankees to put out a really good offer and fight for him, but I also expect them to have a line. Like, a lot of us have principles and just lines that we won't cross. Yeah, we want you here, but we're not going to go, you know, we're not playing this game back and forth where you're driving the price up and Scott Boras is having John Heyman tweet out things and you're using Steve Cohen for leverage and we hear, oh, well, the Mets have an offer for $600 million. I don't expect the Yankees to go that far.
Yeah. Well, look, I've been a Mets fan long enough to not believe he's going to be a Met next year. But, you know, I just look forward to a good couple of games. And, have a good night. And just listen, remember that phase ends. So pretty soon you'll be able to watch a baseball game with your kid without him destroying the house.
Yeah.
Have a good night, man.
Thank you, sir. I'm enjoying it. Don't think I'm complaining about my kid. I'm giving you my life. I'm giving you perspective into what I'm doing when I'm not here and, like, why certain things, you know, why I didn't catch Evan Roberts because, like, I mean, I might have been working on the show. I might have been working out at home or maybe during the time of Evan and Tiki. I tuned in more once Howie Rose got on. It's funny, I'll talk about Evan. I was texting Evan last night, and some of you that follow the Rico Bronya and watch on YouTube, since I made a guest appearance a couple weeks ago, I've been tapped in more. I've listened to the Rico Bronya. Doing this job, if you want to hear about the Mets and the Met fan perspective, the Rico Bronya is the podcast for you. Evan Roberts does a great job, and he had the blinders on last night with, you know, his takes and his thoughts coming off of Sunday Night Baseball and the Edwin Diaz story and, you know, how the team has played going into the Subway Series and what's coming up. But our guy Pete Hoffman was off last night, or, you know, it's Sunday, so, like, I can't even say he was off, but, like, he was doing whatever he was doing. And he wasn't there to help Evan with the production side of the podcast. I came from the podcast world. When I worked at John Boy Media, I could do every single function of the podcast. When I did my own podcast, I can't tell you how many hours I would spend talking on the podcast. Even before that, putting together a run of show, the notes for the podcast, being the one talking on the podcast, editing the video, editing the audio, uploading the podcast, uploading the YouTube, putting in the keywords. Like, I just know all the back end stuff, specifically with StreamYard, which is the platform we use on Odyssey to do all of our video audio podcasts. So last night I tuned into the Rico Bronya and Evan's having some tech difficulties. The intro song is playing on a loop over and over again. Everybody that's in the chat, which got up to like 450 of us in the chat, it's like the Rico Bronya podcast hosted by Evan Roberts. Ba-na-na-na-na-na-na. And it just played. It kept playing over and over again. And I'm just like, Evan, like, can I help? I'm texting Hoff. I'm texting Evan. Evan's got the blinders on. I'm calling him. Evan does the whole podcast with us in the chat listening to the Rico Bronya intro over his words. And so I'm trying to help Evan. And then we, you know, we end up figuring out that the only person that had the permission was Hoff. And Hoff was completely off the grid on a Sunday night, as he's allowed to be. And it's also a podcast, not WFAN things. But I was in the chat trying to actively help and get to the bottom of the situation. Either way, it made for a funny story. I heard some of the morning show today as they were laughing about it. And I know our digital guys got a laugh out of it as well. Evan, get permission to be, I don't know, learn. You can't just get on. It's not like the radio where you can come in here and just get on. The digital stuff, you got to know the back end. Keith McPherson on the Fan, couple minutes until the 10 o'clock break, update an hour. Call me up. We'll be right back.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
And the ballgame's over, and the Giants have won Super Bowl 46.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Okay, let's get it, man. Keith McPherson on the Fan, your nighttime host, taking calls, mostly talking about the Yankees. And spoiler alert, Yankee fans want to call in and talk about their team. So we're going to do that for the next hour. Then we'll have my Casamigos big shot of the night at 11. And then I'll open it up. We'll try to get some more Mets calls and more conversation about what we expect to see in Queens the next 2 days with the Subway Series. Call me up. Tell me how you feel. Call me up. Tell me if you care, if you don't care, if you're going, your plans. I'm on the fence. Right now, I'm not going. Right now, I don't want to do that drive. I've gone the last couple years. I've gone the last 3 years to at least one of the games in Queens. I'll be at both games in the Bronx. That's different. That drive from Jersey is like 90 minutes, and traffic now is crazier than ever. I definitely am not taking the train. The train ride is just as far. Nah. And I don't have a ticket. And I know some people are already like, oh, you can get a credential. I didn't request one. And you can't just request a credential the day before. And I remember the Mets did hook up parking for me a year or two ago. I don't know. I don't plan on going. And it's not because the Yankees are slumping. The only thing that is pulling me towards a potential last minute change, of course, is my Bleacher Creature family. I know what you guys are going to do. I've done it the last couple years. You guys are going to tailgate and take over a few spots by the marina, which I remember years ago, I'm like, I didn't even know there was a marina over here. This is nice. This is different than Yankee Stadium. At least you guys got that. You don't have Billy's and stands and Yankee Tavern and a dugout, but at least you got a nice marina with parking where you could set up a cooler and maybe even grill. So, yeah, I know the weather, too, is going to be straight, right? So we just got out of this really hot week. You know, tomorrow it's going to be hot again, but not as hot by the time nightfall comes. I don't know. If one of the creatures want to send me a ticket, think about how many tickets I've sent y'all. If one of y'all want to send me a ticket and come pick me up, then maybe I'll go. But, you know, I was just telling the architect in here, I'm like, I don't want to go because I've done it the last few years and not taken off, which I don't want to take off work after the Subway Series, right? Being on the radio after the Subway Series, you got everybody's attention. Mets fans, Yankee fans, there's only one thing to talk about. But that drive coming back is whack. 888-808-1019. End of the second period. The Florida Panthers took the lead a few minutes ago. They're up 2-1. They're fighting for their lives, man. Literally. They want to be, I mean, think about them losing in the final last year. And imagine, you know, them losing after having a 3-0 lead. They're this close. They have one more period to win their first Stanley Cup in franchise history and literally be immortalized. And so much of their run this year, I looked at it as, oh, these guys are pissed off about what happened last year with the Golden Knights. Like, these guys are on a course to, you know, redeem themselves. I mean, Rangers fans are probably rooting against them, but the Rangers should probably be, Rangers fans should probably be rooting for them, because then you could say the Rangers ran into the best team in hockey, the eventual Stanley Cup champion. 2 hours ago, like I said, it's all Yankee fans. Dominic, Alex, Brad, Pete, Mario, Rich, I'm coming your way in that order next. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.